Lee, would you like to do the votes?
Yeah, I'll do the votes.
Good luck to that.
Now, I always explain this. We start with five and go down, but yes. in our explanation, we actually start with number one. The midfielders usually dominate, which they will in my base, but I always try to find someone that's outside that midfield group, you know, at least. So for one, I gave it to Buddy Franklin. I mean, probably he had 9 marks, he kicked 3 goals. He's probably the best forward permanent defender on the game, so I gave him one. The rest are all midfielders who were the big possession getters. I gave 2 to Parker, particularly in the second quarter. I thought he really lifted the Swans and got on the lead. Simpkin I gave 3 to. Chad Warner I gave 4, and Bailey Scott I gave 5. So, yeah, the midfield guys usually dominate unless there's a exceptional performance from a forward. And you virtually never give a defender a vote, to be honest, I find, Jimmy. The umpires do.
Who was it, Lee, for the record, who do you think was the best defender?
I thought you'd ask that. Robbie Fox, probably.
Defenders get best and fairest votes.
They kick the ball around to each other, so their stats always look a little bit out of kilter.
Failed forwards club.
So Lee Matthews, right. Bailey Scott voted best of field in a losing side for North Melbourne as Sydney win by 3 points.